So this is my quick thought for the Haggadah. We know there's a famous part of the Haggadah called Dayenu, right? It says if Hashem had not brought us out from how's it go again? If Hashem had brought us out of Mitzrayim, okay, but he hadn't punished the Egyptians, that would have been Dayenu. If Hashem had taken us to the desert, but he hadn't given us the man, Dayenu. If Hashem had brought us to Har Sinai, but he hadn't given us the Torah, it would have been Dayenu. It would have been enough. Something's not right. What does that mean? It would have been enough. If he had brought us to the desert and not given us the man, we would have starved. How could that have been enough? Had he brought us to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah, that would have been enough. What are you talking about? The Torah is the basis for the whole religion. Something doesn't add up here. Okay, why do they say all these every single step along the way that had Hashem not helped us get across Yamsuf, across the sea, the Egyptians would have killed us. How could it be that every step along the way would have been enough if Hashem had just done that? What does it mean? You ever thought about this question? There's some good answers to the question, but did you ever think about the question? So I don't remember. I think a lot of people say something like this, but I'll just tell you one idea that's mentioned. Is not telling you that each step would have been enough. It doesn't mean it would have been enough had we left Egypt but not gotten the Torah, or left Egypt and Hashem not killed the Egyptians or whatever. That's not what it means at all. It means Dayenu would have been enough for us to thank Hashem. That's what we're saying. We have a whole context there. These are Hashem's did so many great things for us. And the point is, each one by itself would have been enough of a reason for us to thank Hashem, because each one was great in its own right. Even if Hashem just did one thing, even if he just punished the Egyptians, he didn't do the rest, it wouldn't have been enough for us to become his people, but it would have been enough for us to thank him. Yeah, that's a great, great thing what he did. He had given us, given us the property of the Egyptians. He'd given us the mun, not Shabbos, whatever. Every single one was an amazing thing. We have to thank Hashem for every single one. So I think the message behind this point is that life is all about stages, okay? Life doesn't just happen, in an instant. And the goals that you seek throughout life don't happen in an instant, okay? Everything takes time. And the point is, you have to thank Hashem for everything that happens to you at every stage along the way. If you say, well, my main goal in life is to become a doctor. Okay, very nice. My main goal in life is to go to, to seminary. My main goal in life is to get into Harvard. You know what Harvard is? Okay, just making sure. If those are my main goals in life, that's great. But then the problem is, if everything else along the way gets lost or forgotten, then you're never going to realize how great Hashem was to you in terms of giving you a great family, a great, high school education, a great opportunity to come, let's say, and learn Torah in Israel, whatever it is, every stage along the way, say, oh, I have to get married. Okay, some girls say, I can't think about anything until I get married. And then in the end, God forbid, it shouldn't be you, but you wait till you're 30, 35, you're still not married, which, again, if you want to get married, I hope you will, but the point is that your mindset can't be, well, this is my only goal in life. If I don't have that goal, then there's nothing else important. You have to have every step along the way, whatever happens to you, you have to be thankful for what you have, even while at the same time looking for more and looking for the next stage to get achieved. If you go through life with that attitude, for real, again, this is easier said than done, obviously. It's a very deep point. If you think about every step along the way to thank Hashem for what he's done for you, and maybe that's the point of the Haggadah part of the point of Dayenu here, then hopefully you'll be able to experience Hashem's blessings every step along the way, and really appreciate everything that you have, and you realize I have so much. I didn't ever realize I had so much, but my family's great, my home is great, this is great, my friends are great, this is great, and even if I'm missing some major things, but if I have all these great things, then you'll be able to focus on each bracha and really thank Hashem for everything that you have in the proper way.